Don Parker, Vice President of Technical Services with the National Cotton Council, encourages cotton growers and the agriculture industry to file public comments with the Environmental Protection Agency on proposed changes to the Endangered Species Act work plan. EPA's proposal would significantly impact how pesticides are registered, labeled, and used for agriculture. Parker stresses how important it is for the industry to submit comments and to do so before the February 14th deadline.
As they're redeveloping this process and identifying a ways to make sure that they can find efficiencies, find an efficient process that will allow them to comply with the Endangered Species Act and get these products registered in a timely manner for users, it's going to be a challenge, but I would say that for the next 10 years, we will be working on this, and it'll be an evolving process. The cotton industry is reviewing all of it right now, and we are working with our environmental task force. We are looking at the different requirements, trying to provide feedback to EPA. They will accept comments. They just extended it to February the 14th. EPA is asking, are there other mitigations that we should consider? Are there other things that restrict the water flow or that restrict the soil loss or that minimize the spray drift? And they are asking for agricultural's help in trying to identify all of the positive things that we already have in place on our farms. And this is agriculture's opportunity to stand up and to own this, to take a positive role in addressing these needs around these species. And let's identify how we can address this to show the positive things. And in a lot of cases, it's going to be showing how we have already addressed it.